Ryan Garcia yet again exposes Hollywood and the elites, or was this a humiliation ritual that then he attempted to take back? Listen, I don't know. This is some wild stuff. Okay, so you guys, this is an update from the previous video we did with Ryan Garcia, where he got onto a Twitter Spaces / X Spaces conversation with Andrew Tate, said that he was raped and that they made him look at minor corn, and that mentioned the Bohemian Grove thing. Then this video came out. There's a video after this we're going to look at, okay? And then I'll give you guys my my updates. Now, the crazy part is that TikTok is saying that this isn't real.
Yeah.
They're claiming...
What happened to the comments?
This is crazy. They're saying this is AI, this is a clone. Gosh, what a time to be alive on the internet. Okay, play this.
Here to announce my return back to Instagram. Now, over these past couple of days, you guys have seen some pretty intense things. I understand what they are, and I don't understand what they look like. But I'm coming back to announce I'm not going to speak on any other topic other than boxing, sports, and my fight. That's the only thing I'm going to be talking about. And I'm training for this fight. I want everybody to know this fight's still on. 420, 5 weeks of super focus. I have PBD helping me in this camp and many other warriors. So I thank you guys for the support, and I'll see you guys on 420.
So he said he'll see us on 420. He mentioned PBD. Now, I think Zach was right in that PBD is Patrick Bedavid. Patrick Bedavid said he talked to him and gave him that advice. Don't talk about anything but the fight. Stop talking about anything but the fight. Now, the funny thing is PBD got Vinny on the show. Vinny loves to float in some of the stuff Ryan Garcia is talking about. No judgment for me. Just a couple days after he made that video, which sounds like he was taking advice from PBD.
And a lot of people were saying, though, that they silenced him. They shut him up. He's wearing a crown of thorns, mm-hmm. and it's a part of a humiliation ritual. Mm-hmm. People were saying, this is AI, it's not Ryan. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is definitely Ryan.
That's definitely Ryan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't know what's up with the crown of thorns. That was a little funky. Interesting tie-ins, though, but then this video comes out.
He puts out this video.
There's a lot of eyes on me, and I'm bringing awareness for the kids, the little kids that are hurting. I know you guys seen that video. I'm not even going to say the name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Explain what's happening in this video, Zach.
All right, so Ryan Garcia seems to try to pitch what he was having a tirade about in a logical, smooth, rational way, while at the same time streaming on TikTok where people can pay to put emojis and filters on his face. So Ryan's attempt to be the rational one, his advice that he got from Andrew Tate, was on TikTok live stream, where you will see what the things they decide to put on this man's face in the middle of him talking about human trafficking.
Someone should have turned this off. One of the things Patrick Bedavid said is that he does travel around with his dad, that he does have good people in his corner, that he has a good support system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But someone should have caught this.
Yeah.
Do you understand what that means? I don't even know how much Amazon is worth, but if this is worth $150 billion, I mean, it's about time we start paying attention for the children.
All right. So
number two,
he said trafficking is worth $150 billion. Doesn't know how much. Amazon's $1.5 trillion. Now, $150 billion is crazy. That's crazy. But what it sounds like is that he's basically leaning into the sound of freedom.
Yes.
The issue is that is not why he went viral. He went viral specifically for talking about Bohemian Grove, and specifically saying that they made him watch, and specifically saying that he was raped at 2. That is why he went viral in the conversation with Andrew Tate. He said he was going to come with receipts and evidence.
Yeah.
He stated what anyone who's kept up with the issue of trafficking knows. Anyone who's watched Sound of Freedom, anyone who's kept up with this stuff knows what's been going on.
This is like smooth PR gaslighting to think that you're only talking about child trafficking the entire time.
Right.
When in reality, you had some crazy takes.
Right.
That are not addressed.
Go ahead.
Globally, the International Labor Organization estimates that 1.2 million children are trafficked each year. 1.2 million children are trafficked each year.
Around the world.
Around the whole world. The U.S. in particular, where we live, where I live, the U.S. is the number one nation in the world for consuming child sex material. Now,
yeah.
Those are the three facts And
oh my gosh.
I already know
oh
about this.
My gosh.
I'm gonna go a little deep. No, don't worry. I'm not gonna go into too deep stuff because at the end of the day, I got a lot of people telling me not to do this. A lot of people. You gotta understand the pressure I have. A lot of people are asking, can you guys stop trying to join the live, please? I'm trying to speak facts right now.
But let them know you're trying to leverage
okay.
your platform.
And of course I'm trying to leverage my platform.
For what?
For the kids. So, dude, they're pinning hats on me. I'm being serious right now. At the end of the day.
Okay. All right. What's going on? Ryan, someone on the scene got to have shut this off.
This continues.
And this continues for
and he turned,
10 minutes.
And he just accepts it. He accepts that they're
going to play it. Play it.
Can't give you the motivation.
You see Muhammad Ali, right? He standed up for something that was right. He felt like it wasn't right, and he went to jail for 3 years. I'm at the top of my career. I'm feeling the best at my game. I'm going to fight Devin Haney, and I will beat him.
He's
and that fight
too.
Is going to come on.
Yeah, he sees all
but
of this.
But this is a moment.
He sees all of this.
In time where we, the generation, we know the truth now. Yeah, and we can stand up for what's right. You hear the cries of the children. You hear them. I have babies. I have little kids out there. My own children. I can't imagine that happening. There is no clout that I get out of this. I was living fine. I was making great money. I had a lot of, I'm still making great money, but I had a lot of things going on. The same way they came at Kanye. Kanye started telling the truth, and they made
okay. the physics on this nose are too good, bro. They're wiggling around.
This is live, Mr. Gus. Okay, so he references Kanye. Now, Kanye says some wild stuff about Jewish people. He says some wild stuff about Jewish people because of negative experiences he's had with Jewish people.
Yeah.
And then he incorrectly generalized all Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they came at Kanye people. Because, punchline, when you have been on the receiving end of the type of stuff the Jewish people have historically been on the receiving end, and you now have power and influence, you are going, this is natural, you are going to navigate your power and influence to check anyone that's talking crazy about you. Like, that's just common sense. So, no, Ryan, it's not the same thing as Kanye, and Kanye was off in some of his generalized, hyper-generalized, stereotypical statements about Jewish people. That doesn't mean that his grievances with specific Jewish people in his life, specifically his trainer who had him committed to an insane asylum, doesn't mean that those grievances weren't real. Those were. Doesn't mean some of his grievances with Adidas aren't real now. They are. Adidas is doing that man foul. But the reason why people went after Kanye and Kanye is having so much resistance is not because he just said the truth. Because he was telling us the truth 2018, 2019 when he was doing Jesus King. And when Kanye was walking with Jesus and doing Jesus King, he was at the peak of his career. He's selling more shoes than ever before. He was packing out arenas with the Sunday Service Request. So let's not conflate that Kanye is being attacked by the Matrix. That's not what's happening here.
They made him take pills. I'm not going to take no pills. You're not going to see me touch no pill.
At the very end, they start asking him stuff about what claims he had made.
Who is threatening you? You have no idea who's threatening me. A lot of people.
Where are all the boxing questions at? Come on. He has a big fight, 420. Let's go.
Pause it. So this is what his team should be doing, which is redirecting his attention to what's going on with the boxing, bro.
And we're saving children at the same time.
And then we're going to touch a little bit on what happened to me. I personally am not going to speak on what happened to me because then it does invoke some real pain, mm-hmm. real anger.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do it right now.
Amen. They don't know half the things you've been through, bro. Keep it like that.
I can't.
So he just kind of dismisses what everybody really wanted to hear about.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wanted to hear about what happened to him. We want to know what happened to you.
Yeah.
Who came after you? Who took you to Bohemian Grove? Who did these things to you? Because you made some wild claims, right? You made some wild claims about this stuff. And now you're saying you're going to expose everybody. And all you did was just give us fairly commonly known things that we know about regarding the issue of trafficking, which is a real issue. Everything he described, these are real issues. Is there overlap to Hollywood elites potentially dabbling in some of this stuff? Possibly, sure. Like, is there overlap with some of the stuff? For sure. Powerful people with resources will do unspeakable, crazy things. But this is why, if you're going to make these sorts of claims, you gotta come with evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta come with evidence. The scriptures say when it comes to justice, the scriptures say that there should be two or three witnesses. The same thing is echoed in the New Testament when it talks about a charge against an elder. There needs to be two or three witnesses. Witnesses not meaning necessarily eyewitnesses. I'm reading, listening to a podcast about the concept of justice from a biblical worldview. Evidence just means like documentation. right? Like you have a text message exchange, you have a video, like that's what
threads.
We two to three threads. And so if he's saying, I got receipts, where are the receipts?
Mm-hmm.
So your testimony is they graped you, they made you watch child grape, and they are coming after you. Who are they? What do they do? What is happening? Show us.
Yeah.
And I think Patrick McDavid, who again dabbles in some of this conspiracy land stuff, the fact that he's saying get your butt off social media, and don't talk about anything, shows you that he's going through something.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's going through.
Not to mention, he was just recently divorced like 2 months ago.
Was he? Was it that recent?
Yep.
Oh man, that sucks. I knew he was divorced. I didn't know it was that recent.
Yeah, I heard it was super recent, and then he has twins.
Is calling themselves a Christian the new "I have a mental illness" excuse for celebs now? And that is why we're talking about this. That is why we're talking about this. My man CP was able to add words to something I think I intrinsically feel regarding this sort of stuff.
That's crazy.
Because that can't be it. Like every time you're going through whatever it is you're going through and then you just drop the Jesus bomb and God's with me, mm-hmm. and then that becomes the way you maneuver and slither out of you saying some wild stuff. Can't do that. And I'm glad that Kanye, on the back of his anti-Semitic things, didn't lean into "and I'm a Christian."
Yeah.
He did it, like, I actually appreciate that about him just kind of falling back and going further into whatever deplorable nonsense he's pushing on his albums. I actually appreciate that, because then it would just make us all look crazy, and the history there is not a good look. And so I don't know what's going on with Ryan Garcia. I hope this fight still happens. I believe him when he says he loves Jesus. But the love of Jesus means we have to operate within the kingdom of Jesus. And within the kingdom of Jesus, there are just certain values like truth, like evidence, like fighting for your marriage, right? Like that we have. And we can't look the other way in light of all this stuff. Like, we can't be like, well, he says he loves Jesus and he's calling out the cabal and the Illuminati, so give him a pass. He's one of us. That makes all of us look crazy. You know, that makes all of us look crazy. And so, an alter view, he has a PBD. PBD said he just talked to him the other day. He has a PBD. He has all these people in his corner. And so, when these sorts of statements are made, it removes the credibility of if these things are true. Because this is my theory, and you guys can take it and leave it. I don't care. The elites are telling you what they want to do. They don't need to go after a Ryan Garcia. They're telling you what they want to do in public. It's about environmental justice. It's about you owning nothing and loving it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the dooming apocalypse of all this stuff that's happening with the climate.
Deleting babies.
It's about deleting babies because overpopulation. They're telling you all of this in plain sight. And in my opinion, this is why the debt of the average consumer is going up. So all this is being is shown you straight to your face. While they're flying around the world in private jets talking about countries' emissions into the atmosphere, yet you're on a private jet. They're saying all this. They talk about this on the World Economic Forum. It's open. It's out in the open. So I don't think they're saying they have some secret plan for Ryan Garcia. And they're trying to have butts with him.
Ryan Garcia will be the puppet for Gen Z.
Right.
I don't think it's that deep.
I don't think it's that deep. I think it's right in your face. And the question isn't what's the agenda. The question is, how are you going to avoid it? That's the real question. What adjustments are you going to make in your personal life, in your financial life, in your spiritual life, in your devotion, in your community to avoid being a rat in the wheel of their consumeristic agenda, where you just stay working away, paying someone else to raise your kids, being a slave to consumerism and buying cheap goods made by slaves in other parts of the world. The question is, what are you going to do about it? That's the question. Because I don't think there's ever been a time where the opposing kingdoms haven't been this visible, that there's clearly opposing kingdoms at work right in front of our faces. And there's never been a time like this before. And so what are you going to do to avoid all this stuff? You got to get right with Jesus. You got to get right with the King, who Jesus is the King. Jesus is on the throne now. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. And it's not just get right with Jesus and put your faith in Jesus. Yes, do that. But if you are placing your faith in Jesus, know that the king has a kingdom and the kingdom has a way that we are supposed to conduct ourselves within the kingdom and on this earth. And a lot of this stuff can be mitigated. A lot of this stuff can be avoided. A lot of this stuff can be mitigated from you having to participate in the insanity that is happening in the world. And unfortunately, I just don't see the Ryan Garcias or the Kanyes or whoever else is going to be a martyr to the Matrix this week as examples on how to do this stuff. Because it's not, we're going to save the kids. There's hundreds of nonprofit organizations that I've partnered with over the years that are doing that, doing just that, and they've been doing just that for decades. Ryan Garcia bringing attention to it, yes, awesome. We'll take it. That's incredible. But this notion that, like, there's a secret cabal, like, it's in your face. It's right in your face.
Yeah.
They want to keep you in debt. Somebody mentioned that they showed text messages in the Ryan Garcia bit. Ryan Garcia did not show you guys text messages of BB contacting him. He showed you guys a text message from a friend that said BB wanted to talk to him. That is called a claim. That is not evidence. You guys got to know the difference there, okay? So if I say, hey, Zach, Zuby said that Elon Musk wants to talk to me. That is not proof that Elon Musk wants to talk to me. That is me saying that my friend made a claim that Elon Musk wants to talk to me. Furthermore, your friend making the claim that BB wants to talk to Ryan Garcia of all people, maybe he does, in my opinion, slides right into the same anti-Semitic nonsense that the Jews run the world. Yeah. That's where that's going. And it's hearsay. So that's not evidence. So you guys got to understand what evidence is. Like, evidence is, here's a text message. I could pull up evidence, if I wanted to, of a DM exchange I have with Kanye. I could actually show you that if I wanted to, right? Of some things that me and him have gone back and forth. That's different than Zach saying, hey, Kanye wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
That's not evidence. That's not evidence. That's a claim that someone else is making. That's hearsay. Okay. So I didn't even want to acknowledge it because I thought most of us were past that. Like, you get, yes, and BB is Netanyahu. So where do you think Ryan Garcia is going with that? Hey, the prime minister of Israel wants to talk to Ryan Garcia. Where do you think that's going?
In the middle of a war.
That's going where every single conspiracy in the world goes. They run the world and control everything. This is the same conspiracy that led to the Holocaust. This is the same conspiracy, right? We're entering really, 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 really dark territory if that's where it's going. And that's not good. That's not good. That's not good for Ryan Garcia. We don't need to go there. And yeah, and again, that's like the past the basic. Why would the prime minister of Israel want to talk to Ryan Garcia?
In the middle of
them about to invade the Rafah region in Gaza? You really believe this? Come on, fam. Mossad is keeping tabs on Ryan Garcia because he's exposing the cabal that overlaps with Zion. Come on, fam. We got to do better. We see, according to the Bible, that prayer is extremely important in terms of us being transformed from the inside out when we get aligned with God's will. For the Christians watching this channel, I want you guys to implement these spiritual disciplines in your day-to-day life. And the only way I've been able to do this consistently is through writing down my prayers in a prayer journal that does a few things. One, it allows me to reflect and come to God humbly and ask Him to move on my behalf. And two, it allows me to document my prayers, which ultimately helped me remember the very things that I was praying for and see the hand of God tangibly in my life when He answers them. So I would urge you, consider writing down your prayers. It could be in a blank notebook. It could even be on your phone. Or you could check out the one I personally designed and used for my own quiet time and spiritual discipline that I think will be a huge blessing. It's the exact structure and system that I've used for years to pray and be more consistent in my spiritual disciplines. You can pick yours up today by clicking the link in the pinned comment below. All right, I'll see you over there. Peace.